India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened a new parliament building in New Delhi, but opposition parties boycotted the ceremony. They say the inauguration should have been led by the president and not by a man they call a threat to democracy. Tony Cheng reports.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is front and centre at this inauguration in New Delhi. The ceremony marked the opening of India's new parliament building.
Yes, sir.
Friends, this is not just a building. It is a reflection of the dreams and aspirations of 1.4 billion Indians. It is a temple of our democracy, which gives a message of India's strong resolve to the world.
Modi took a central role in the inauguration that many in his party, the BJP, say is entirely appropriate for the man who's led the country for nearly a decade.
In this case, he is from the BJP, but that doesn't mean he is the Prime Minister for BJP. He is the Prime Minister of the whole country.
But 19 opposition parties boycotted the event. They say that such a prestigious role should have been led by the president, the head of state, not a man they view as a threat to democracy.
You undermine the soul of the parliament so badly. So how can you expect to leave a legacy behind when you've done everything to throttle democracy in the parliament and outside the parliament?
The old parliament building was built by the British in 1927, 2 decades before independence. But it had outgrown its role as the home of the largest democracy in the world. The new parliament complex is at the heart of a $2.4 billion building project and gives the legislature 3 times as much space and 500 more seats. But Indian democracy might need more than just physical space.
If we want our parliamentary democracy to work well, not only will we need a new building, but we'll also need that spirit of cooperation, consensus between the ruling party and opposition, so that the spirit of deliberation and debate is retained.
In March, there were protests in the old parliament when opposition leader Rahul Gandhi was expelled. Scenes like this have prompted many to believe that Indian democracy needs more than just a new home. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.
Kavita Krishnan is an activist and author of the book Fearless Freedom. She joins us now via Skype from New Delhi. Good to have you with us, Kavita. Was it right for the opposition to boycott the opening of the new parliament?
I think that this building and the manner of its inauguration is indeed very significant, because it is a message to all Indians, of course, but to the world, that the Modi government is very keen on making a break and establishing that they are not in continuity with the kind of, you know, parliament constitution that India has had since its independence. Because this is not about just a building. What they have done is that the Prime Minister leading the program without any of the other constitutional heads present. And the fact that there were only Hindu religious functionaries who were participants in the event, no representatives of other religions. And India's diverse historical and cultural symbols, like the Indus Valley civilization, the Harappan girl, as well as if you look at the Tamil scepter of the Chola dynasty monarchy, those things have all been used and flattened out to give a message of Hindu civilization. And Narendra Modi, as the inheritor and representative, somebody who's going to restore that Hindu civilization. So the for a while now, this government has been suggesting that democracy in India needs to be in keeping with Hindu civilization, Indian civilization, which is in their reading Hindu. And therefore, that universal ideas and values of democracy are basically a Western imposition and colonial.
So where do you fear Indian democracy is going right now?
I think that it is a very dangerous scene indeed, because it's not just what's happening in Parliament. If you look just outside it, on Parliament Street, there is a protest going on by India's wrestlers, Olympic wrestlers, women who have won awards, won medals for India. And they are protesting against serial sexual harassment, predation by a member of an elected member, a member of parliament from the ruling party, who is a senior sports official. And he has been accused by multiple women, you know, sportswomen and girls, of sexual harassment. But, you know, the government has not distanced itself from it. Okay. Narendra Modi's party hasn't distanced. And he is projecting, he's planning to march with Hindu saints at the temple town of Ayodhya, which is a center, you know, which so, BJP associates as a Hindu center.
So where does all of this leave Hindus minorities? India's minorities?
I think that, you see, in India is a diverse country, and the concerns of common Indians, I would say that even now it's not that Hindu supremacist ideology and politics has a grip on the whole of India, not at all. Which is why, you know, the Narendra Modi's party has lost elections in a state recently, in spite of their anti-Islamophobic and Hindu supremacist politics. So I think that they are hoping to turn the tide and somehow manage the anger against this government by this kind of, you know, grandeur and display of, you know, political power and symbolism, because there is an election coming up, a parliamentary election coming up fairly soon.
Kavita, good to talk to you. Many thanks indeed for being with us. Kavita Krishnan there in New Delhi.